Welcome to the September podcast of Journeys with Jesus with Jill Morricone. Jill shares intimate, personal, and heart-tugging vignettes of her daily walks with Jesus. This episode is entitled, The Audience of One.
I stared at the letter in disbelief. It wasn't addressed to me, but because of its contents, it had landed on my desk. There are many people on 3ABN with good hair, decent hair. And then there is yours, looking like the mice might make a nest in it. I knew the woman this letter was about. She was beautiful, with gorgeous hair, smooth skin, and high cheekbones. Even better, she had a sweet spirit and a love for others. Who would write something like this? Who would even think it? Hundreds of letters and thousands of emails make their way across my desk every month. Most are good. Sometimes 3ABN has blessed a viewer's life in incredible ways. Sometimes it's a message here or a sermon there that made the difference between life and death. Someone has accepted Jesus or discovered the truths in God's Word for the first time. Someone is walking into a Seventh-day Adventist church because of something they heard on 3ABN. That's why we exist, to spread this gospel message to the world. But what are the other letters? Not the ones with questions, for we love to help and assist wherever possible. I'm referring to the ones with no apparent purpose, except to wound and destroy. There's the viewer who said, I laughed at inappropriate times, and it showed my lack of intelligence. The one who said that God knew I wouldn't make a good mom, that was why he withheld children from me. The one who said, my sins must be keeping God from blessing this ministry. Ouch. For some people, a comment like that wouldn't bother them in the least. Oh well, they'd say, that's just one person's opinion. They'd let it go in one ear and out the other. God, why didn't you make me like that? Me, I spent 2 weeks in earnest prayer over that last comment, searching my heart. God, is there unconfessed sin in my life? Anything that might hinder your work in my life or in this ministry? I want to live a life pleasing to God. My Father knows and understands this, for He knows all about me. What is the purpose, then, of random comments? Perhaps it's not about the person writing in. Rather, maybe it's about me. Where does my identity come from? Is it from Jesus or from others? What about my value, my purpose in life? How much does someone else's praise or criticism affect me? Life is a journey, and what I'm learning is this. My Father's opinion is the one that really matters. God, teach me to live for the audience of one, letting nothing and no one else get in the way.
Journeys with Jesus is a regular podcast written and narrated by Jill Morricone. She shares thought-provoking and inspirational stories of her walks with Jesus. If you've been blessed or inspired by Jill's words, I invite you to subscribe to her podcast. You can do that by going to araudio.org or wherever you get your podcast. Jill is a regular feature in the Adventist Review magazine, both online and in printed form. If you're interested in other inspirational articles she and others write, visit our website at adventistreview.org. Also, you can join us on social media at Adventist Review. Until next time, keep your eyes focused on Jesus.